to Kathy Campbell, please?
Yes, speaking to her.
This is Kathy Point at the North Carolina Innocence Inquiry Commission returning your phone call.
Okay. Are you the one that is having my brother Wallace B. Jones? 0487110 in Columbus Correctional Institution in Brunswick, New York. I mean, North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm his sister.
Okay.
And I have no loss, love loss for him, but I will say, when all this happened, he called me from my bar. I could hear the music playing, and he told me I killed a nigger. I said, Brian, you shouldn't say that. He said, I killed a nigger. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I was never called to take a stand against him to say that, but that's what he said to me. And I'll tell you, I'll take a lie detector test to it, and I will go to the state and the federal government of North Carolina who prosecuted him and say the same thing. Brian is a guilty man. He should stay right where he's at.
Okay. How do you know that he was calling from a bar?
I could hear the music playing.
Did he say he was at a bar?
No, but I could hear it. I knew where he was. He was drunk and doped up. I know my brother. I lived with him since he's 15 years old, since he started being in jail since he was 15 years old.
You said he was drunk?
Yes, I could tell he was drunk and doped up. Yes, he was. He was.
Did he give you any more specific information?
No, ma'am.
He just.
I don't ask the stories. No, ma'am.
He just
said,
I killed an N-word, Merry Christmas.
He said, I killed a nigger. It wasn't no N-word. It was, I killed a nigger. And I said, Brian, you shouldn't say that. That's not, you know, very nice. He was laughing, turning on. It was pretty late when he called me. I was in the bed.
Okay.
And I want you to know, I have no love lost for him. Me and him do not get along. He has weaseled my mother out of money for $240 a month out of her check every month. To go down there to that prison. We have no love laws. When he calls me, I cuss him out, tell him don't call me anymore. He's a guilty man. He does not ever need to be out. He was doing everything when he was out. And I will take the stand to this, to the state, to who I have to do to keep him in there. I will keep him in there.
When you say that no one ever called you to take the stand during his trial, did anyone ever come and speak to you about this case prior to trial?
No one ever. My mother went down there and they tried to rob her and everything else. No one ever asked me. He just called me on the phone and asked me. And I said, you better take a plea bargain or you're going to spend the rest of your life in jail. And he didn't. And that's what he got. But the other boys took a plea bargain.
Okay. So
my brother is a sociopath. He can get you where thinking he has never done nothing in his life, but he has. I want him in jail, and as long as I can keep him in jail, I will.
When he said, you said he called you and you told him he should take a plea bargain, he called you to ask you to testify for him, or why did he call you?
No. After he was in jail, he called me after that court date, after he came out of court and said they had asked him about taking a plea bargain. And he said, I'm not going to do it. I said, well, you know, you better, because you're fishing the hang down there. He didn't, but the other boy did.
So were you two, you say you have no love lost for him now. At that time, did the two of you?
No. I knew what he was. I've been living with him all my life. I knew what he was and I knew what he did. I know he did it. I know him.
So you guys weren't getting along at that time, but he called you from the jail to talk about his court date?
At that time, yes, we were getting along, yes. But he has used my mother and used my mother. My mother lives with me now, but she's in a nursing home really sick. He's a user, he's a manipulator, and he's a liar. Write everything I said down, I'll testify, I'll take a lie detector test, whatever you need to take, but I want him to keep in jail.
Have you ever told anyone that Mr. Jones called you that night?
No, I haven't. No one ever asked me.
Did you ever come forward and talk to anybody, ever call the prosecutor?
No, they already had him. When they dug him out from under my house, when he was hiding, he was hiding under my house, my mother's house, he'd been hiding there for several months, over a year. Every time my mother would give him money, he would get on a bus and run and hide, then he'd come back. He had a hole dug up under my mother's house when they dug him out and hid him. My mother was hiding him. They had my mother in the police car, and they told my mother, you either give him up or we'll put him in jail. My mother said, well, gee, we're out his other house. If you don't hurt him, he don't hurt me. And they brought him out in handcuffs.
So when the police were at the house that day and they found your brother underneath the house, did you tell the police that he had called you and confessed to this?
No, they had me surrounded. They had my house and my kids surrounded on a different street. We wasn't even allowed over there. They lived two or three streets over from us. We was allowed over there. They had us surrounded. He goes by about 10 different names.
So when the police had your house surrounded, you were obviously speaking to them about your brother. Did you tell them
no.
that he had confessed?
No. They never spoke a word. I was taking my little kids to the ball game. We were not allowed to leave. Casey was hiding at our house, but he was hiding in a hole up under my mother's house. That's all, and you can all read that they found him digging ass. You know they got found him up under my house, my mother's house. That ain't news.
Sure, I'm just trying to determine if you've ever told anyone else about this phone call other than
no,
you.
No, just you.
Did you tell your mother?
Yes, my mother knows I told her. My mother would never speak a harm word about him if he killed 15 people. No. He's been in jail since he's 15 years old on theft, robbery, dynamite. Look it up. He's well known in Gibson County. He's a criminal, and that's right where he needs to be. I'll tell anybody that.
Did he call anybody else and confess?
No, I don't know about that. I can't speak for what he done to anybody else. I can just speak for what he called to me.
Well, has anyone else in your family ever told you that he said something similar to them?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Have you ever talked to him about what he called and told you?
Yes, I did. I told him, I said, you know what you told me? You said you killed a nigger. He never would say nothing back. And he didn't say the N word. He said nigger, N-I-G-E-R, and I won't say that on the stand or whatever. I don't beat around the bush.
Okay. When did that conversation take place?
That was years ago when he first killed him. It was the night he killed him at that bar when he was celebrating at that bar. I could hear that music playing. I knew where he was. He was at a bar. Of course, who would thank somebody who call you in the middle of the night of Christmas and New Year's and tell you they killed a nigger? Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Y'all wasting y'all's innocent time on him because he's not innocent.
But have you ever, that you said he made that phone call. Have you ever talked to him about it since then?
No, we don't talk because he kicks my mother out of $240 every month out of her Social Security check, which I'm trying to have that stopped.
When did you two start having your issues?
Years. I don't care if you believe me or not, but I'm going to take the stand if I have to keep him in jail, if I have to take it with you, or if I have to take you with the North Carolina state, I'll fight in North Carolina somehow or another, and I'll get on the stand and take it then.
I just want to be clear, ma'am. I do not represent your brother. I'm a neutral state agency.
Yes, ma'am. They've done dropped him from several agencies, and he needs to stay right where he's in. Life plus 4 years for cutting that man's head off like he did. That's where he needs to be.
Do you know of any way that I could corroborate this phone call that Mr. Jones made to you, either through somebody else you told or somebody else he might have told?
20-something years ago, he's been in jail, no ma'am. Just me and him was on the phone, no one else.
Okay.
Unless I could go back 20 years on court records when I lived on Anderson Street when he called me, woke me up in the middle of the night to tell me he was at a bar dancing, doped up and drunk.
How did you know that we were looking into your brother's case?
I heard it through my mother. I heard that Debbie Hammett had on his affairs. Debbie Hammett's daughter, Patty, and my brother were in jail together. They were together for a long time. They lived together. They broke in our house and wrote a bunch of checks that my stepfather, who is recently deceased, had to go around and clear up and get him out of that. And then they put him in a juvenile penitentiary in Somerville, Tennessee, for all that. He's been in jail all his life. He's been in Realfoot. He's been in Nashville. My brother's a criminal. He killed this man, and he needs to be in jail.
So when did your mother tell you that we were looking into your brother's case?
It's been a while back, but she accidentally told me when she was in a nursing home, and whatever her name is, Debbie Hammett was up there seeing her. Debbie Hammett does all the keeping up with all this mess. And I want it written down. I hate his guts, and I'll do anything I can to keep the sorry, low-life murderer in jail.
If you were aware that the commission was looking into his case a while back, I mean, how long have you been aware of us versus, you know, you calling yesterday and today? Has it been a little bit of time, or was this recent?
No, about a week. Well, he told my mother he was getting out. I said, getting out? How can you get a murder out? He got life plus 40. He cut a man's head off, him and that man and that girl. He shouldn't be getting out. And I'm calling and telling him what I know. And I'll call the state of North Carolina. He should stay right where he's at. I have no love lost for him. Put that down. I don't nothing hear about what I say, and I'll say to any state, any judge, just like the judge say, he's nothing but a compulsive liar, and he needs to stay in jail.
Is there anyone, do you talk to anybody about your brother's case regularly?
No. If you're talking about law enforcement or other people, no.
Do you talk to anybody else in your family about this case?
No. Only that I hate his guts and hope he stays the rest of his life in prison for killing that poor man he did. Even though he was a drug dealer and had been there twice, he shouldn't have killed him. They done bought dope from him once. They shouldn't have killed him when they went back the second time. And if you read on the internet, everybody knows about what my brother did. It's a small town. Everybody knows that they even flew people down there court against him that he robbed and run over and did everything else too.
Do you have any other siblings?
I have a sister that just died.
What was her name?
I have a sister that died in October. And I have another sister dead. No, I just have him. And I hate his guts. Please put that down. There's nothing hiding about that. I hate his guts because of the way he does my mother. I'm not mad just calling this. This is the truth. I will take a lie detector test on it any day of the week. And if I had known all of it was going down, I would have flew down there myself and testified against him.
Do you have any other family members you think I should speak to besides your mother?
Just me. My mother is in a nursing home with heart failure. She had been living with me. He kept on and kept on because I put in the 240 for the last 3 months because she's trying to move out, but she's got heart failure.
The family friend you were talking about, Debbie, can you spell her last name for me?
H-A-M-M. Y'all have it down. Y'all send her all the paperwork. You should have it.
I've never sent Miss Hammett any paperwork. Can you spell her last name for me?
I think H-A-M-M-E-T-T. She is in Maryland, Tennessee, but she gets all the paperwork from the Innocent Project on him.
So we're not the Innocence Project. That is a nonprofit agency, and he is represented. Mr. Jones is currently represented by someone at the North Carolina Center on Actual Innocence, which is.
Yeah. Well, they dropped him on the other. I heard they dropped him on the other.
Sure, ma'am. I am a state agency, so I am not.
Yep.
I don't represent your brother, so I am not in contact with his family. So if your mother's receiving correspondence, it would not be from the commission.
She's not. This woman is a friend of hers. Like I said, her daughter had gotten in trouble with my brother before, breaking in houses and stealing checks and writing checks on people. That was years ago before he got in all this.
Okay, Ms. Campbell, if you think of anyone else that you may have talked about this to over the years or anyone else that you think I should speak to, feel free to give me a call. And if I have any additional questions for you, is this the number that I should call?
You can call me anytime you want to.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ms. Campbell.
I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
All right.